Hi, this is Sheikha Vyas for EG. I'm here with Ken Paul, Head of Economic Development at Cardiff Council. We're here at Cardiff Question Time after a lively debate covering all sorts of topics from Brexit to promoting Cardiff. Ken, could you please summarise some of the key themes that really resonated with you during the discussion?
Yes, I think there was a great interest from the audience in trying to understand how Cardiff can become more competitive from an investment perspective, and also where the challenges and barriers lay, both from an infrastructure perspective, but also looking at wider marketing and governance arrangements in terms of attracting investment. I think there was also great interest in dynamics within the city, why some particular business sectors were growing, why some investment opportunities were increasing and decreasing as well. And there was a lot of emphasis to try and understand some of the drivers behind those changes, and also examining whether they're to the benefit or the detriment of Cardiff. Another theme coming through was obviously Cardiff's competitive position against other cities, and are we doing enough in terms of making Cardiff an attractive place to invest? Physical infrastructure was also touched upon. Again, quite rightly in my view, the importance of the metro and whether changes need to be made to the metro, the importance of road infrastructure as well in terms of attracting investment. Again, all topics that you would expect to be aired at a debate like this. And finally, I think some of the interesting and political and governance questions about how we should attract investment, have we got the right structure in place? And finally, a very interesting question on whether independence would make a difference to Wales. Obviously, linked between all these questions was the Brexit issue. And again, I think each of the questions that we addressed tonight had some aspect of Brexit in it. So I think it was quite a comprehensive analysis, and I really enjoyed the debate.
And what, for you, do you think is the most important strategy to promote Cardiff better, both internally and globally?
Well, I think from my perspective and Cardiff Council's perspective, obviously, you know, we want to promote and market Cardiff more actively. We see Cardiff having a much stronger role to play in both the Welsh economy, the UK, and the European economy. So I think one of the issues that we would like to see addressed is perhaps let's put more investment into the city to improve the infrastructure and give Cardiff scope to expand and grow more, therefore making a bigger contribution to the economy of Wales, and also making a bigger contribution to the economy of the UK. That's certainly one of the principles behind granting Cardiff the city deal of 1.3 billion. So hopefully that process will continue. And regarding marketing, I think what we need to be doing is focusing in on our strengths in terms of marketing and continuing our strategy of targeting London, which will be less than 100 minutes away in 2019. So again, that's a key part of the strategy that we need to maintain focus on, because it's simple, it's accessible, and from our perspective, it makes a lot of sense targeting the most important investment, a source of investment, which is less than 2 hours down the road from us.
And how do you think that the council and the public sector in particular can work with the private sector to achieve these aims?
Well, we are already working with the private sector to achieve these aims. For example, we work very closely with the private sector to enable Cardiff to have the necessary infrastructure to be put in place. You know, we don't have a lot of cash around at the moment, but what we do have, we have a lot of land, a lot of buildings, and we're prepared to work smarter with those to enable development to take place, which will encourage investment in Cardiff. And a classic example of that is obviously Central Square, where a joint venture with Right Acres, we invested the land, they invested the capital, and we have a magnificent development right in the heart of the city that is attracting investment to Cardiff and investment interest to Cardiff as well.
Thank you very much. Lots of interesting things to think about there.
Delighted.